This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The COVID-19 epidemic situation in Europe is continuing to worsen as both confirmed cases and deaths are sharply rising, forcing many countries to impose stricter restrictions. Britain reported nearly 25,000 COVID-19 cases on Wednesday. At the same time, coronavirus-related deaths in the country rose by 310. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson now faces increasing pressure to tighten lockdown measures as infections surge across the country. On the same day, France recorded more than 36,000 new COVID-19 infections, cementing the decision to go into national lockdown again to stem the second wave of the coronavirus epidemic. U.S. public health experts are now pointing fingers at all levels of government leadership for missteps and missed opportunities in suppressing the coronavirus pandemic. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
At the Columbia University National Center for Disaster Preparedness, Dr. Erwin Redlener says he's frustrated by the inconsistent response from the government. He says if leaders had been disciplined about employing various health control measures early on, including masks and social distancing, more than 100,000 lives could have been spared of the nation's 227,000 victims. Redlener and other critics cite a president who scorned masks, downplayed the threat, and undercut scientists, but also governors who resisted containment measures and state lawmakers who limited funding for health care. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Madrid residents disagreed Thursday with a six-month extension of the state of emergency in Spain, saying it was too drastic. Earlier in the week, the Spanish prime minister announced a new state of emergency, which he would like to stay in effect for 6 months. This is VOA News. The fatal shooting of a black man in Philadelphia has pushed the issues of policing and racism back to the fore of the presidential election. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
As he's done throughout the race, President Trump focused on the unrest that followed the shooting.
Either have law and order or you don't. Philadelphia can't do what they're doing.
Pennsylvania is a key battleground, and as voters there weigh how to factor race and policing issues into their electoral calculus, Joe Biden condemned the violence but defended the protests as cries for justice.
He won't even say Black Lives Matter. Well, you know and I know black lives do matter, and so do others.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Zeta continue to barrel across the southeastern United States, bringing high winds and heavy rains to several states. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Zeta reached land as a Category 2 hurricane in Louisiana.
A lot of wind, a lot of a bunch of trees.
Keith Forrest lives in one of the more than 2 million homes without power. Gene Galori is preparing for the long haul.
I have no lights. I don't know how long I'll be without power. I'm hopeful that my generator gets fixed.
Zeta didn't weaken much as it moved into Georgia.
We had an 80-year-old pecan tree in my neighbor's yard that came down at 4 a.m.
David Griffin in Atlanta wasn't as close to that tree as another member of the family.
And my little boy screamed. It was his bedroom that the tree hit.
The most damage appears to be on the barrier island of Grand Isle in Louisiana, where Zeta punched three breaches and a levee. I'm Ed Donahue.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has now fallen to the lowest level in 7 months, but the coronavirus is still forcing many employers to cut jobs. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
751,000 Americans applied for unemployment aid last week. The Labor Department says that's a drop of 40,000 from the previous week, but it's still historically high and underscores that a full recovery from the pandemic recession remains far off. The government also says the economy expanded at a record 33% annual rate in the third quarter. That's a sharp rebound from the spring when the economy shrank at a 31% annual rate. But the increase recovers only about two-thirds of what was lost to the pandemic. Mike Hemp in Washington.
France's anti-terrorism prosecutor says that a man who killed three people in a Nice church was a Tunisian aged about 20 years old who entered France from Italy and was carrying a copy of Islam's holy book, the Quran, on him at the time of the attack. General Francois Ricard told a news conference that the man arrived in Italy by reaching the Mediterranean island in September and traveled to Paris on October 9th. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.